Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're talking with Jeff Sanders about his book, The 5 a.m. Miracle. Jeff, before the break, we were talking about, getting up early and some of the things you can do. What are really, you talk in your book about 10 exceptional benefits of waking up early. And I know you talked, we talked about productivity. We talked about, the ability to get things done. What are some of the other benefits of getting up early?
I think one of the best things about waking up early is time for yourself. I think for most people, if you wake up, with everybody else in your household or with the rest of the world kind of wakes up, you really have no alone time. If a lot of parents or a lot of busy professionals, you might have a 30-minute block or an hour before everyone else is actually awake. That's a great chance to spend some time doing meditation or reading or just journaling or anything that you would want to do by yourself, which is one of the best possible benefits. Another one I like to lean on with the early morning benefits is the chance to actually become a lot healthier. I mentioned before this idea of waking up and going for a run or making a morning smoothie. Really, the best chance to be a healthy person begins right away. Because for most of us, if we have healthy habits ingrained when the day begins, we maintain those throughout the day. And so it's much easier to say, if I want to be a healthier person, I'm going to wake up and prioritize my health right away. And for me, I actually ingrained more of those habits when I began early morning wake-up call than I ever had before. And so I think that for a lot of people, that's the case. So you wake up, you take care of yourself, and you prepare yourself for the rest of the day coming up.
Jeff, in terms of anchoring habits, what are the anchoring habits that we need to learn, if we want to get up early and really stick with it?
Well, some of the best habits to really make an early morning stick, first of all, is going to bed early. Even before that, an evening boundary is one of the best possible habits to have. And this is one where you say, as an example, if 9 p.m. is your bedtime, you might set 8 p.m. as your evening boundary. And what that means is that all work is going to stop at 8 p.m., and so that you will have an evening routine that will begin at that point, where you wrap up the work for the day, you plan your schedule for the next day, you grab a shower, you read a book, and you go to bed. The intention there is that you have decided the day before to make the next morning successful. And so you're going to set those habits in place to say, the whole day has to, all the work has to stop by a certain time so I can actually be in bed, be asleep, and then begin the next day refreshed and ready to go. And so some of those, the key habits there, have that boundary, have that clear bedtime, have the clear wake-up call the next morning, and then, of course, have a plan on paper as to how that morning routine will actually flow.
How many points should we have on our plan for the day? Because we could have like 20, 30 things on that if we detailed everything.
Yeah, the more detail, the better when you first begin. I always find that if you're really structured when you first start off with the routine and list off all the things you want to do in the exact order, you're more likely to actually do them. Now, that doesn't mean your list should be complicated. All it means is that when you're really detailed with a new experience or a new habit, you're more likely to actually follow through on those steps. And then over time, as you get really good at those things, you memorize the steps, they become second nature to you. And so at that point, you can kind of ditch all the details because it's already ingrained in you as a habit. And so in the beginning, I think more detail is always going to be your best friend. And then over time, you can kind of let go of that.
How do we know if we're getting results?
Well, results are really all about measuring what you're working towards. And so I think that if you want to know, am I making, progress with my new lifestyle choices, my new healthy habits, start taking notes on how you operate today. How much progress are you making right now towards what you're working on? And then make the change to an early morning routine and measure those habits and see, how are the results there? And you can see success happen almost immediately. I think it's one of those cases where the numbers won't lie. You'll see the results there, but more importantly, you're going to feel the benefits because you're going to know I have more time and I'm really using that time more intelligently, and then that's when the results really kick in big time.
Jeff, tell me about, how you went about planning for your marathon and how that changed your life.
Yeah, in the very beginning, so a few years ago, probably 4 years ago now, I was training for a marathon, and I realized that the only time I had to train was before I went to work for the day. My plan initially was to run after work, but I was always too busy and always distracted, and so I decided to wake up at 5 a.m. and go for a run and see if that could stick. And turns out that it was a really great thing to do, and I fell in love with early mornings right away and began to prioritize that every day. Say, every morning, I'm going to wake up at 5, I'm going to run, train for this marathon, see how it goes. And over the course of a few months, the training went very well, and after the race was over, I wanted to continue that habit. And so I even though I wasn't actually in training anymore, I was still keeping the early morning wake-up call, and then I was, instead of running in the morning, I would spend time working on my next business project or my next personal goal or whatever it is I wanted to do. And the best part was I had those early morning habits ingrained, and the running just really kind of kickstarted the whole thing. The marathon was just my instigator to begin the process, but it turns out that's also a nice way to train for a marathon as well.
Mm. You know, you've written a book. Have you heard from other people that have read the book or implemented some of these changes that, you know, you talk about in the book? And what kind of response have you had?
Yeah, it's been a really positive response so far. I think that a few of the recent emails I've received are from parents, actually, who said that, you know, early mornings are some of the best times they have to themselves before their kids are awake. And it gives them the chance to actually work on things that they otherwise did not have time for. And they're more prepared kind of mentally and physically to begin their day from there, which is really, really great to hear. Another woman emailed me recently and said that she spends time working on novels she's writing. And she's made a lot more progress because of these early mornings on all of her writing. And so she is finding it to be a very productive time for her as well. And it's phenomenal to hear this kind of progress, because that's what I was hoping, was that people would use that time in the wisest way that they could for their own goals. And that definitely is happening.
Hmm. As a productivity coach, what do you do? What do you help people with?
For the most part, my clients tend to be entrepreneurs. Sometimes they're just busy executives, but generally it's people who just have really overwhelming and crazy schedules or big goals that they're not really sure how to break down and accomplish. And so what I do, I work with clients one-on-one, and I look at their lives, and we create custom plans for how is your day going to operate, or how are you going to find the time in your schedule for those things that matter the most to you. And once we can carve out some of that time and cut some of the non-essentials, then they're able to actually make progress on their life and streamline their systems and find ways to get more done with less effort.
What do people usually get stuck on, you know, when they're trying to move forward?
A lot of people just get stuck in old habits, old ways of thinking. I think that one of the first things you want to be able to shift is your mindset, you know, the openness to believe that, you know, maybe what I've been doing wasn't the best solution. And so when you open up the possibilities and say, well, what if, you know, I was an early riser? What if I was not, you know, addicted to, you know, ending the day with poor habits like watching television or staying up too late doing things that aren't helping me? And shift the mindset to say, you know, what if I was the kind of person who woke up and really, you know, tackled my day with more ambition and had better systems? And once you have that mindset shift, all of a sudden all these possibilities open up and you realize there's a lot you can do. There's more time in your day that could be used more intelligently. And then all of a sudden, you see all the possibilities, and then the goals really become more possible from there.
Do people that get up earlier feel less stress or more stress as a result of that time?
It kind of depends on how you approach the early mornings. I mean, if you wake up without a plan and just kind of say, I hope this works out, it could be more stressful because you could lose some sleep, and it may not be the best plan. Versus what actually ends up happening if you walk into it intentionally, is most people experience significant stress reduction because they have the time to plan their day. They have the time to tackle those big things that have been bothering them. And because of that, they're able to really reduce their own stress by accomplishing the goals that have been on their back of their mind, or those, you know, pressing, you know, urgencies that they're now able to address. I think it's really important to be able to walk into your day without that sense of stress. You want to feel a sense of not just calm, but also ambition at the same time, to say that I have control of my day to such a greater degree than I ever did before. And that in of itself will reduce your stress in a dramatic way.
You talk in your book about how people can get more sleep, and it sounds counterintuitive, you know, if you're waking up at 5 o'clock. But tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it does sound like you would get less sleep with an early morning, you know, wake-up call, but the reality is that if you decide that 5 a.m. is going to be a time to wake up, then you're also going to get a lot more done earlier in the day, which could then lead to you saying, well, if that's the case and I'm getting more done as the day progresses, I could actually end my day earlier, and I have to in order to get up the next morning at 5 a.m., And so what I find is when people have those clear evening and morning boundaries, their time is more efficient and more well-planned throughout the day. And so because of that, you prioritize sleep. And then you actually get to bed on time more successfully and more frequently, which causes you to have higher quality sleep as well. Especially if you're integrating healthy habits like exercise and a healthy diet, your sleep will improve along with that. And so really this is all about intentionality and saying, if I have this one boundary in my day of a 5 a.m. wake-up call, that's going to have a ripple effect across my entire day to cause me to be more intentional and more effective with my time, which will then, of course, lead to getting more and better sleep.
You talk about an equilibrium zero. Tell us about that. What does that mean?
That's a term that I coined to really embody a group of different kind of zero concepts. Inbox zero is a very common one people know and have heard of, which really just means that you process and reply to all of your emails to the point that there are zero in your inbox. And I apply that to other concepts as well, everything from desktop zero to home base zero, project management zero. And what those refer to as kind of all a part of the equilibrium zero package is that everywhere in your life is an opportunity to get to zero, an opportunity to clear the clutter from your life and have systems and have a place to put everything. And so if you walk into your office, you know, and as opposed to having piles of paper everywhere, you might have those things filed away efficiently, and everything goes somewhere. And the place that it is now is probably not the best place for it. So find a system for it, create a more efficient way to operate. And then everything gets zeroed out, everything is clean, and then you can really operate every day from that place of organization and simplicity. And then because of that, you're going to be so much more focused on your work and then get a lot more done.
You talk in your book about making time for fun. How does getting up at 5 a.m. make time for fun?
That's a great question. I think that making time for fun is really, once again, an intentional choice. If you say that, well, because I've been more efficient with my time early in the day, then I'll have free time later in the day. And that's one thing that I have found personally tends to open up more often, is the more efficient that I am with my schedule, the more free time I discover. And then from that free time, I can actually plan to do fun activities that I really enjoy, activities that make me feel, you know, more energized, or ones that help me pursue personal goals. I think it's really important to have a balance of work and play in your life. And if the more efficient you are with your work time, the more play time then is available to you. And that really makes your entire day so much more enjoyable.
Jeff, you know, if we're working on setting goals and then working on them every day, do we have to keep those goals in mind on a regular basis? Or is it something, you know, the fact that we've just written them down at one point going to make all the difference?
Well, I think that goals are one of those things that you want to review frequently. I have a number of review systems that I discuss in the book that really help you to figure out, you know, what to work on and when. And so if you have a big goal that you're working towards, in theory, you could review that goal every single day. But in reality, you don't have to do that if your schedule is broken down efficiently and every day you're making that little next step and those baby steps towards the bigger goal. I do a weekly review process myself where once a week I look through all of my major goals that are going on, and I do like a check-in. You know, how's my progress been the last week towards these big goals, and what's going to happen next week, and how can I be more efficient next week to work towards the next most important thing? And so because of that, really once a week is the best time to really review everything. But on a day-to-day basis,
are you still there, Jeff?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just had a little bit of a technical issue there. So what you're saying is that by reviewing the goals, then that way we're moving them forward.
Yeah, if you review your goals at least once a week, you can see those bigger goals. And then on a day-to-day basis, it's less important to actually look at the bigger ones because you'll have those more specific tasks to work on throughout the week.
Jeff, we only have a minute or so left. I'm wondering if you want to wrap up what we've been talking about, and here's a chance to pump your book and tell people where they can get it.
Yeah, jeffsanders.com is my website. The book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and most other major retailers. If you go to 5ambook.com, that also will point you right to the book page there where you can see all the different stores that are selling it and where it's available. But yeah, the book has been out since December 1st, and so it's doing really well, and I would love to hear more stories of those people who have read it.
Jeff, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Kate Barrington about her book, The Dash Diet Detox.